Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the A.L. Hutchins Center on the campus of Highland High School. It's the final round of the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament. We've got the seventh place game for you from the Maverick Division, featuring the Mammoth Spring Bears against Charleston. Tip-off coming up in just about 6 minutes. Mammoth Spring Bear basketball this morning brought to you by the Bank of Salem at Mammoth Spring and Salem. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains, Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin your agent in Fulton County. Ozarka College, the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, FNBC Community Bankers, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, your broker with offices in Thayer and Willow Springs, Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, and the Mammoth Spring School. It's the Mammoth Spring Bears and Charleston for the seventh place trophy here in the annual Maverick Division of the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Invitational. We'll be back with your pregame activities in just about a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Huge shipments of new Chevy, Buick, and GMC vehicles are arriving daily. Call today to put your name on one this holiday season. We have a huge selection of new trucks and SUVs for the best price.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
We're back here at the A.L. Hutchins Center getting ready for the first game of the day, first of eight games today here in the final round of the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational. But we'll finish out the Maverick Division and the Outlaw Division, and this is one of two games we'll have for you here on K-Country 95 today. This one featuring the Mammoth Spring Bears, and then, of course, we'll have the third-place game in the Outlaw Division as the Thayer Bobcats will take on Cabot, Arkansas, in that one, the Cabot Panthers, I believe they are. So sit back, relax. You ready for a big day of basketball? If you're not doing anything, why don't you come out and enjoy basketball here at the A.L. Hutchins Center. Beautiful facility on the campus of Highland High School. And by the way, we now refer to this as the Ronnie Brogdon Court at the A.L. Hutchins Center. They officially dedicated the court here inside the Hutchins Center in the legendary Ronnie Brogdon's honor, and that is just fantastic. All right, so Mammoth Spring Bears coming in today, losing the three in a row. They lost in the finals of the Battle of the Border tournament, and they've lost two in a row here at the Bad Boy Mower tournament. Talking to Coach Houston Cooper, and he said, "Well, just kind of hit a little lull here." And of course, the Bears, as you know, they're 16-5 on the year. They started out red hot. That's a little bit of a losing streak, but. Coach Cooper feels like, and I do too, that the Bears are going to come out of it today against Charleston and get back in the W column. Now, Charleston, by the way, 6-8. They are 0-2 in the tournament. And speaking of that, Mammoth Spring Bears 0-2 in the tournament. They lost their first game on Tuesday to ICC and then lost here on Wednesday, or on Thursday now, I'm sorry, yesterday, lost to Lincoln. And for Charleston, they lost their first game in the tournament to Melbourne, and then lost to Sloan Hendricks, and that put him here in the seventh place game this morning. So big day of basketball, and we've got this one coming up here in just a moment. We'll come back with your starting lineups and the tip-off for today, Mammoth Spring Bears and Charleston, coming up in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof. Tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit AFBIC.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry, as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
With all the heat this past summer, I'm glad to say the winter months are lurking, which means it's time right now to inspect and get a new set of tires. The Car Doctor 2 in Thayer can get about any brand you want. They can mount, balance, align your front end, and give you safety on the road all winter long. And the prices are outstanding. They'll come and pick up your rig and bring it back to you. Of course, yes, they do all your automotive repairs, major and minor, oil changes, and more. Trust experience. They've been doing it for years. Trust Corey, Steve, and the good guys at Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer on U.S. Highway 63.
One of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's main goals is to provide our members with reliable service. We've launched a long-term effort to reduce outages by removing dead trees in and near the co-op's right-of-way. Starting with our three-phase lines, NAEC employees and contractors are topping off dead trees that could reach power lines when they fall. Personnel will leave the tree sections on the property where they don't cause an access issue. Providing members with reliable service. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
And we're back, and you're ready, the Charleston Tigers and your Mammoth Spring Bears. Bears will be the home team wearing the white uniforms trimmed in blue tonight. Now let's check the starters for the Charleston Tigers as we get them posted. It'll be Reese Marichka, number 2, one of the starters. Number 5, Jackson Soler, a senior. Also starting today, number 10. Well, we got number 20, Drake Dodson. And number 24, Colton Rucker. And number 10, Jaden Jeff. I assume that would be because I don't have a 10 listed on the official roster. But anyway, so there we go. And we get ready for your Mammoth Spring Bears. It'll be number 33, Blake Rogers, along with number 12, Colton Body, the sophomore. Garrett O'Dell wearing number 30, the senior. Number 22, that is Caleb Michaels, the junior. And number 32, Braxton Sneed. And there's Garrett O'Dell. So Blake Rogers, Garrett O'Dell, Braxton Sneed, Caleb Michaels, and Colton Body for the Mammoth Spring Bears. And we have Reese Marechka, Jackson Soler, Drake Dodson. We're going to go with Jaden Jeff and Colton Rucker for the Charleston Tigers. Tigers, again, 6-8 coming into this morning's contest. And the Mammoth Spring Bears, 16-5. Bears and Charleston, size-wise, match up pretty good. And as Michaels and Jeff are in the center circle, they stand just about eye-to-eye, shoulder-to-shoulder. Three-man officiating crew, we are ready to go. Here in the seventh place game, the chip is up and controlled in the backcourt by the Mammoth Spring Bears. That is Sneed with it. He'll bring it into the timeline. Charleston going to play a little zone here. Bears working on the perimeter. Got it out front for Body. Body swings it right side to Odell. Now back outside to Sneed. Sneed moves into the lane, pulls up just inside the free throw line, hits the running jumper. Braxton Sneed puts the Mammoth Spring Bears on top early. Bears going to drop back. Looks like they're going to open here with the zone. And Charleston working around the perimeter. They get it to number 20. That is Dodson. Dodson through the free throw circle. Working the left side of the floor. Here's a cross-court pass. Taken in by Rucker. Rucker gets it back out top for Jeff. Jeff hands it off. Gives it back over on the right side. Now back on top. Three-point shot on the way. No good. Rebounded by Dodson. And a new 35 for the Tigers of Charleston. Trying to tie the game here. And then shooting for the lead is Stoller. Three-pointers off the rim, no good. And a rebound taken by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Good board there by Blake Rogers. And here come the Bears with a basketball. Odell brings it into the front court, swings it right side to Body. Body looking as the Bears move through the lane. Nobody open, gives it out front. Three-point shot up and good. Blake Rogers. It's one from downtown, and the Mammoth Spring Bears out to a 5-0 lead just a minute and a half into our game. Charleston the other way, working into the right corner, bringing it back out to the wing. That is Rucker. Rucker gives it on top to Jeff. Jeff down the right side of the lane, kicks it back outside to Marechka. Now left side for Stoller, driving the baseline. Bears cut him off. He ducks under the defense, lays it up and in off the window. That is Jackson Stoller. Nice play by Stoller. First 2 points of the game. Took him almost 2 minutes to score, did Charleston. Bears with it. Hammer Spring working to Odell. Odell wings it on the right side. Now gets it right back at the top of the key. Now working left side this time. This Sneed. Sneed goes to Body. Body in the left corner. Now we got a whistle and we got a foul. It's going to be an offensive foul on the Mammoth Spring Bears. Foul is called on number 22. That is Caleb Michaels. A moving screen was the call. And Charleston gets the ball back with a chance to pull back to within one with a bucket. 5:47 to go, first quarter. Mammoth Spring and Charleston. Charleston working through the top of the key now in the left corner. That is Stoller. Scored the only bucket. Kicked it out top for Marechka. 3-point shot on the way. That one rattles in and out. And a rebound taken by Sneed for the Mammoth Spring Bears. He gives it up. Wings it on the right side. Down in the corner now to Body, the sophomore. Gives it back out to Sneed. Sneed. Lob pass down inside to Michaels. His shot is blocked and goes out of bounds. Nice defensive play down there by number 24, Colton Rucker. Blocked that shot from the backside. Mammoth Spring will inbound it under the bucket with 5:19 to go in the quarter. Inbound play goes to Body. Body gives it off to Odell. Odell lost the handle, picked up by Mammoth Spring, and then kicked out of bounds by the Charleston defense. So Mammoth Spring will inbound this time near the corner on the sideline. 5:13 to go. And the Bears inbound it into the backcourt to Garrett Odell. Odell comes to the top of the key, moves off the screen, a little crossover dribble into the lane. Shot is up. No good off the window. And a rebound taken by Charleston. Charleston. 5 minutes to go. Looking to tie it here with a long one. They could get within one with a 2-point shot. Now top is Marechka. Marechka gives it to Jeff. Moving down the lane. Shot is up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Ducks under the defense and scores. That was Jeff. Jaden Jeff with his first bucket of the game. And it's a 1-point Mammoth Spring Bear lead. Bears working the offense, swing it left side for Odell. Odell in the lane, kick it back outside for Rogers. 3-pointers on the way, no good. Rebound taken by the Bears, and it's Michaels. Goes back up and in. Caleb Michaels with his first bucket of the night on the offensive board. That's good to see. And the Mammoth Spring Bears back up by 3. 4 minutes and change to go in the first quarter. Charleston working it on the left side. Now coming to the right side, shot is up by Jeff. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up in the air. Excuse me, that's Dodson. Number 20, Drake Dodson with the bucket. So three different Tigers have scored for Charleston. We've got a 7-6 game. Mammoth Spring up by one. Lob pass in the lane for the Bears is going to be stolen by the Charleston defense. Marechka brings it up the floor to the top of the key. Looking to penetrate. Now kicks it down in the corner. We've got an offensive foul. Good defensive play there. By Blake Rogers from Mammoth Spring, stood his ground, got in front of Marechka, who was going hard to the hole. He kind of lowered that shoulder and moved into it. Excuse me, that was Stoller, number 5, called on the foul. Stoller with his first team foul against Charleston. Mammoth Spring Bears on the offensive end, kicking on the right side. 3-point shot up and good for Garrett Odell. Odell hits a 3 in the first quarter. Mammoth Spring now up by 4, 10-6. 3.5 minutes to go in the period. Quick moving period, not many whistles. Charleston working a weave out front. They give the ball over to their shooter. That is no good. Shot by number 10, that is Jeff. Missed the 3, and the Mammoth Spring Bears rebounded. Bears going down inside to Michaels. Michaels pulls up on the baseline, shoots and scores. That was Curtis Michaels, the senior. His first bucket of the night. And here comes Charleston, now down by 6. Mammoth Spring Bears, good defense, keeping Charleston out of the middle. They'll take it to the top for Dodson. Dodson, and going to be called for an offensive foul. Dodson, number 20, called on the foul this time. That'll be the first on Drake Dodson. And there were 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Mammoth Spring with a 12-6 lead and the basketball. Odell brings up out of the backcourt, swings on the right side to Nicholson, who just checked in. He gives it up to Matheny, who also just checked in. Matheny working his way to the bucket, weaves in, shoots up the window and scores. Nice play by Aiden Matheny, the sophomore, with a bucket. Coach Cooper going deep in the bench already in this game. Mammoth Spring up now 14-6. Charleston working it down low. Maresca with a shot, no good. Rebound volleyed around and controlled by the Bears. And the outlet pass coming the other way, almost stolen. Bears get on it. Now it's knocked away from Odell and picked up by the Charleston Tigers. We get a timeout call by Charleston. 2:17 to go in the first quarter. Mammoth Spring up 14-6 here at Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Invitational. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner-broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
The Mammoth Spring Bears out to a 14-6 lead over the Charleston Tigers. They're in the seventh place game of the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament. Charleston called that timeout, trying to get something going offensively. They inbound it in the backcourt. Number two, Mareka, as it swings on the left side. That is Dodson. Dodson out top for Rucker. Back to the left side. Long shot by Mariska is good. And that will be a three-point shot for Mareska. So they hit their first three-pointer tonight. Mammoth Spring Bears quick down the other way. Swing the ball into the lane. We get a held ball. And the possession will belong to Charleston. So Charleston with a minute 53 to go. Chance to get a little closer here. Ill-advised pass by the Mammoth Spring Bears there. Trying to punch that thing in the lane. Charleston's defense right there for the intercept. Here comes Mariska. Gets the ball to Dodson on the left side. Now down inside to Jeff. Jeff turns, shoots, no good. The rebound taken by the Bears. Odell's got it. Races up the floor. Bears with a 5-on-4 here. Got it out to Rogers. Rogers bounces it to Michaels. Michaels does a couple of dribbles toward the bucket. Puts it up off the window. No good. Rebound taken by Charleston. Tigers coming the other way. Minute 21 to go. Up top, they get it to Jeff. Jeff backing down the defender, pulls up inside lane, shoots and scores. Aiden Jeff with the bucket. And here comes Mammoth Spring. Mammoth Spring Bears haven't scored in a while. 14-11. Bears got it way out front. They'll give it out to Odell, top of the key. Swings on the left side. That is Nicholson. Nicholson gives it over to Michaels. Michaels with a short jumper. Good. Curtis Michaels hits the 12-footer. But the Mammoth Spring Bears back up by 5 with 45 seconds to go in the quarter. And a baseline drive for Charleston on the other end going down the left lane. Shot is blocked, but a foul is going to be called on the Mammoth Spring Bears, number 33. Blake Rogers called for, or 23, I'm sorry. Curtis Michaels called for the foul. And going to the free throw line. Charleston, first one is up, and it is good. Makes it a 16-12 game with 41 seconds to go. Drake Dodson at the free throw line gets the free throw. He will shoot another. Looking for his second point of the game. It is up and good. Actually, Dodson now with 4. And Mammoth Spring Bears bring it the other way. 35 seconds. Shot clock is on down to 30 as they cross the timeline. We'll have to shoot it before the end of the quarter. And before the end of the shot clock, about 5 seconds difference in the shot and the game clock. Bears working the ball on the perimeter. Got it down inside. Oh, that was Rogers. Had the ball poked away from behind. And Charleston got it back with a chance to tie with a long one. 18 seconds on the play clock and the first quarter clock. Mariska with it out on top. Swings it down to the left side on the dribble. Hands it off to Dodson. Dodson now to the right side of the floor. He's looking to kick it down the right side of the lane, gives him the corner to Rucker. 3-point shot, no good. Rebound, Michael. And there's the buzzer to end our first quarter. Our score is 16-13. Mammoth Spring Bears with a lead over the Charleston Tigers. We'll take timeout. Back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, precision machining, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. At Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing. Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
We're back and underway here in the second quarter. Mammoth Spring Bears open the quarter with a basketball. Back to the starters on the floor now for Mammoth Spring, including Blake Rogers, who shoots a three from the top of the key. No good. And rebound taken by Charleston. Oh, Bears got back finally on defense. Dodson had a breakout, and the Bears came from behind, bothered the layup enough for him to miss it. A good play defensively by the Bears. Late getting back, but they made it work. Here's shot by Sneed for the Mammoth Spring Bears, penetrating down the left side of the line. The lane and the ball knocked away and out of bounds. It'll belong to Charleston. 16-13. Mammoth Spring with a lead just underway here in the second quarter at the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Invitational. Mammoth Spring Bears back on the defense, playing that zone. Well, yep, still playing a little matchup zone. Dodson with it. Gives it up for number 30. That is Morton. Just checked in for Charleston. Back to Dodson. Back out to Morton. And he traveled. Morton traveled with it. John make a little head and shoulder fake. Shuffle the feet. And the Mammoth Spring Bears get it. After the turnover, substitution. Morton right back to the Charleston bench. Number five will check in. That is Jackson Soler, one of the starters. So Charleston back to their starters on the floor as well. Mammoth Spring Bears working to the right side. Got it there to Reese. Blake surveys the situation. Moves into the free throw circle. And is going to... He called for a – oh, no, it wasn't Reese on, or Rogers on the foul. Foul was on number 22. That is Caleb Michaels. Will be his second call for a moving screen. Second time tonight he's been called for a moving screen, Coach Cooper. We're looking over a possibility maybe having to get him out of there. They need Michaels to be on the floor. Some of the Mammoth Spring Bears after a missed shot by Charleston. Nice give and go down to Michaels in the lane. He goes up with a shot. It's blocked, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Caleb Michaels. Now, beautiful pass there from Garrett Odell. Diagonal through the lane. Michaels tried to do the reverse layup. Had it blocked, but he'll go to the line. And we'll shoot two. Caleb trying to add to his two-point total. And the first free throw is up and no good for the big junior. And Morton back in the game now for Charleston. Number 10, Jeff, is out. Second free throw for Michaels. Looking for the first point in the second quarter by either team. That free throw is good. Well, Caleb Michaels now with three in the game. That was 6:43 to go in the first half. Mammoth Spring leads it by four, 17-13. Charleston with it. They'll get that weave going out front. Got the ball to Smithson. Smithson goes baseline to Morton. Turns left down on the blocks and scores. Nice play off the bench by Kelton Morton. That makes it a two-point game. Bears with it. Odell gives it up. Gets it back on a give and go and lost it out of bounds. A lot of contact. No foul call. Substitution again for Charleston. Number 24 checking in the game. Colton Rucker, one of their starters. And it looks like Soler, number 5, will check out. Number 2, Reese Maresca with it for Charleston. He swings it down in the left corner to Dodson. Dodson with a dribble drive across the lane, kicks it down in the corner. Shot is up. No good for Rucker and rebound. Run down in the corner by Sneed over the Mammoth Spring Bears. Braxton works it up the right side. Gets to the wing, kicks it out on top for Body. Body now swings it left side to Rogers. Rogers fakes the shot, gives it up. Three-point ball on the way. No good for Mammoth Spring. That was Odell. Missed it. And here comes Charleston with a rebound. Dodson. And it poked away, and the ball was kicked. So a kick ball, and it'll belong to the Mammoth Spring Bears. And Bears will have it inbounds on the sideline as Dodson got a little out of control, kicked that ball out of bounds. 5:43 to go in the half. Mammoth Spring with a basketball up by two. Bears led by three at the end of the quarter. They've scored the only 1 point here in the quarter, while Charleston has scored. Oh, now Mammoth Spring has scored four. Oh, a quick trigger there by Garrett Odell. His second made three-pointer of the half, and he leads the Bears with 6 points. 20-15, Charleston with it. Maresca gives it off to Rucker. Rucker dribbles through the lane, kicks it in the corner. Three-point shot on the way. No good by Morton. And the Mammoth Spring Bears, Garrett Odell, comes down with a rebound, kicks up to Sneed. Sneed got a lane down, or got an opening down the baseline. Reverse layup wouldn't go down. And rebound controlled by Charleston. They kick it to Solar. Solar with a three-point shot. Didn't catch any iron. And there to catch the ball was Odell. Odell from Mammoth Spring brings it into the front court. Bears trying to add to a five-point lead here. Bounce the ball to Sneed. Sneed dumps it down to Michaels. Michaels catches it in the low block. Puts it on the floor. Now picks it up. Triple team down there. Finally, he gets tied up. And the possession will belong to the Charleston Tigers. Substitution for the Bears, number 12, Colton Boddy. We'll go to the sideline. Number 4 checks back in. That is Rice Nicholson. So Nicholson on the floor. For Mammoth Spring, more subs getting ready to check in. 4:35 to go. Subs will get in on the next dead ball. Charleston working around the perimeter, trying to force one down inside. Ball tipped by Sneed, picked off by Odell. Odell to Sneed with a no-look, and he scores the layup. Nice fast break opportunity there. The Mammoth Spring Bears capitalize. Mammoth Spring up now by 7, 22-15, biggest lead of the game. Charleston with it. Got it in the corner. That is Maresca. Drives in the lane, little running one-hander. Is up and no good. Rebound to Odell again for Mammoth Spring. He leads the charge. Pulls up top of the key. Now moves to the elbow. 17-footers. Good. Garrett Odell starting to heat up. Odell's now got 8 in the first half. The Mammoth Spring Bears up by 9. Biggest lead of the game. And with 3:52 to go in the second quarter. Bears trying to get in the win column. Here's a long shot for Charleston. Up and no good. Rebound taken by Jeff. He goes right back up on the end. And he's now got 6 points in the ball game. Mammoth Spring coming the other way. Odell takes it down the left corner. Feeds it out to Sneed at the free throw line. Sneed to Odell on the back door cut. Couldn't hit the shot, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. Foul will be on Morton, I believe it is, number 24. Yeah, or it should be Rucker. I'm sorry, Colton Rucker called for the foul. Number 24, and that'll be the first on him. And to the free throw line, Garrett Odell starting to heat up. Odell already 8 points in the game. His free throw is up and good. Odell getting his shooting eye on straight. And the Mammoth Spring Bears making a substitution here. Michaels is in for Michaels. So Curtis Michaels goes to the bench, and Caleb Michaels will check in. Second free throw is up and good for Odell. Odell double figures with 10 of the 26 for Mammoth Spring and the Bears. Now back on top here by 9. Charleston with it. They give it over to Dodson. 3-point shots off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Aiden Matheny. Matheny works the ball into the front court. Got to swing it in the corner. Pass is picked off. That is Dodson. Dodson going the length of the floor. Shot is blocked by Odell. Loose ball picked up by the Bears. Here they come. Rogers in the front court. Pulls up at the top of the key. He'll swing it down in the right corner to Michaels. Michaels down to Rogers cutting down the lane. And Blake Rogers. Well, they said, oh, it was Odell, number 30. All right, they gave it to Odell, the bucket. I thought it was Rogers. Anyway, Odell with a bucket now has 12 points in the first half for Mammoth Spring. And the Bears up by 11. Charleston with it. Out top is Smithson. Penetrates into the free throw circle. Gives it up to Solar. Solar spins in the lane. Couldn't get open for a shot. He's out to Dodson. Dodson, nice fake. Puts the ball up and in. Well, head and shoulder fake. The defender went for the fake, came down on top of him, but Solder still hit the bucket, giving 4 points in the game. And did I say Solder? That was number 20, Dodson. Dodson with the bucket goes to the free throw line. Free throw is no good. Rebound by Jeff. He tries to go back up, and he gets fouled on the play. And foul against the Mammoth Spring Bears. Foul is on number 23. That is Curtis Michaels. Will be his second of the game. Well, Curtis and Caleb Michaels each in a little bit early foul trouble with 2 apiece. And the free throw is on the way and good for Jeff. He now has 5 points in the game. Shooting for number 6. Off the front iron. No good. And rebound taken by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Garrett Odell with the rebound. Brings it to the top of the key. Feeds on the left side there for Matheny. Matheny to the top. Now into the lane, gives it up to Nicholson. Nicholson trying to pass it down low, and the ball is deflected. Actually, we had a foul call on the play, and they haven't posted it. So Bears will inbound it and swing it out front. Rodgers has got it, gives in the corner. Now out top for Odell. 2 minutes to go in the first half. 28-20, Mammoth Spring Bears by 8. Michaels has got it. And now we get over to Odell. Odell swings it on the left side. Now we give back to Odell on the give and go. He goes up for the shot and gets fouled on the play. Odell cutting down the lane. Bears are working that give and go to perfection. And Odell gets fouled on the play. And it was number 10, Jeff, on the foul. That will be his second of the first half. And we'll send Garrett Odell to the free throw line. First one is up, and it's good. Odell having a night already. He's got 13 for Mammoth Spring. And we'll shoot another. That's off the right hand. Looks good from here, and it is. Odell has got 14 in the game, and the Mammoth Spring Bears out to a 10-point advantage now, 30-20 with a minute 45 to go in the first half. Charleston with it. Mareska, three-point ball off the left side wing. No good. Rebound, Charleston back up and in for Jets. And that'll be 7 points now for him in the first half. Mammoth Spring working it around in the right corner. Got it down there to Nicholson. Nicholson out front to Matheny. Matheny to the free throw line. Hangs in the air. Shoots. Oh, wouldn't go down. Rebound gets on the floor. Scramble after it. And we get a timeout call. Mammoth Spring Bears got on it. And Coach Houston Cooper called the timeout. 30-22, Mammoth Spring up 8 with a timeout on the floor. Minute 15 to go in the first half. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Well, back after the timeout, it'll be Mammoth Spring Bear basketball with a minute 15 to go here in the first half. Mammoth Spring out to an 8-point lead. They've led by as many as 11 here in the half of Charleston. It was not shot the ball real well. It was a little opportunity. They hit a couple. And man, hit enough to keep themselves in the ballgame down by 8. Mammoth Spring with it off the inbound. Swinging on the left side for Nicholson. Nicholson hands off to Matheny. Matheny to Odell. Three-pointer, top of the key is no good. And the rebound taken by Charleston. Charleston here with a chance to get back to within 6 with a bucket. Mammoth Spring just can't quite put them away. Of course, it's early. We're still in the first half. Tigers work the ball to Dodson. Dodson handles out front. Gives it up to Mareska. Working the right side of the floor now are the Charleston Tigers. Mareska takes it on the dribble. Little crossover into lane. Little European step. And puts it up off the window and in. Reese Mareska, his second bucket, he's got 5 points. He has hit the only three-pointer for Charleston in the first half. And it's a six-point game. Mammoth Spring Bears bring it in just about a half a second between the shot clock and the play clock. Odell with it out near midcourt. Bears going to work for the final shot of the half. He gives the ball up and gets it right back. Now Nicholson on the right side wing. He gets tied up. Oh, he gets fouled in the open court. Number 3, Gavin Noble, who just checked in, going to be called for a foul. And that is team foul number 3 on Charleston. So Mammoth Spring won't shoot the free throws. 9.6 seconds to go in the first half. Mammoth Spring Bears whipped the ball, got it to Odell. Odell cuts into the lane, lays it up a little bit short. Rebound taken by Charleston. To midcourt, Mareska, long shot. That one's no good. No rebound. As the buzzer sounds, that's the end of our first half. Our score, 30-24. Mammoth Spring Bears with a 6-point lead over the Charleston Tigers. We'll take time out. Back with your halftime activities in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Come to the Grubaugh Christmas Time Pricing Event, where you get better than employee pricing. That's right, you pay less than we pay. Stop by today before they are all gone.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information, or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back here at the A.L. Hudson Center, Ronnie Brogdon Court at the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Basketball Tournament. We're in the seventh place game of the Maverick Division, the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Charleston Tigers. Mammoth Spring with a lead, 30-24. Bears came out red hot and ran out to a 16-13 first quarter lead, then outscored Charleston 14-11 in the second quarter, and of course lead it by 6 here at the half. Leading the way, Garrett Odell for the Bears. The senior has scored 14 of Mammoth Springs' 30 points and has hit 2 3-pointers in the first half. 4 points on the night for Curtis Michaels, 4 points for Braxton Sneed, 3 for Caleb Michaels, and a 3 for Blake Rogers. For the Charleston Tigers, they're led by Jaden Jeff. He has got 7 points in the first half, 5 for Reese Marischka, 4 for Jackson Solar, 6 for Drake Dodson, and 2 for Kelton Morton off the bench. Again, it's halftime, 30-24. Mammoth Spring leads it by 6. This is the first game of the day. I hear from the Bad Boy Mower, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational. The next game, scheduled start at about 11:15, and that will be the seventh place game in the Outlaw Division. And, then we'll have back over to the Maverick Division and kind of switch it to 12:30 game today. Will be Lincoln to take on the Sloan Hendricks Greyhounds. And then we're back up to the Outlaw Division, where the fifth-place game will be held. Then the third-place game at 3 o'clock this afternoon in the Maverick Division, Cedar Ridge will play the Melbourne Bearcats in that one. And then the 4:15 game this afternoon, the Thayer Bobcats take on Cabot. Cabot Panthers. That game of 4:15, we'll have that one for you on K-Country 95 Radio. Then the championship here in the Maverick Division, Cedar Ridge versus Osceola. Again, that'll be for the championship. And actually, Melbourne will play ICC in the third-place game in the Maverick Division. Then Thayer and Cabot will play at 4:15. And then Osceola and Cedar Ridge in the championship of the Maverick Division, the Outlaw Division championship, Jonesboro. It was a really good Jonesboro team. The Golden Hurricane, they'll take on Springdale in the final game of the night, scheduled for about 6:45. All right, so a busy day. If you're not doing anything, head out for the tournament. Beautiful facility here. If you've ever been to the A.L. Hudson Center, great facility for watching high school basketball. Sunken floor, everybody's got a good seat. It's just a great place for basketball. All right, again, the Mammoth Spring Bears with the lead here at the half, 30-24. We'll take time out. Back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry, as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
With all the heat this past summer, I'm glad to say the winter months are lurking, which means it's time right now to inspect and get a new set of tires. The Car Doctor 2 in Thayer can get about any brand you want. They can mount, balance, align your front end, and give you safety on the road all winter long. And the prices are outstanding. They'll come and pick up your rig and bring it back to you. Of course, yes, they do all your automotive repairs, major and minor, oil changes, and more. Trust experience. They've been doing it for years. Trust Corey, Steve, and the good guys at Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer on U.S. Highway 63.
At North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, we know that as the temperatures drop, many members with inefficient heating systems turn to space heaters to help keep warm. Please remember that not only are space heaters energy hogs, but they also can be fire hazards. They should only be used on a level surface away from children, pets, and anything flammable, such as curtains or papers. Find more safety tips at NAECI.com.
Solid game plan is key to success. When selling your home, ask your agent. How does the commission I pay encourage other agents to help us sell? At Monarch Realty, we split your commission equally with every other agent in Missouri or Arkansas to get you to the finish line. Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, broker.
And we're back and wrapping up the halftime activities here. Mammoth Spring Bears with a lead 30-24 over the Charleston Tigers. Here in the seventh place game, the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament. Mammoth Spring takes the floor. Looks like starters back out there for Coach Houston Cooper. That'll be Blake Rogers, Garrett Odell, along with Caleb Michaels, and Colton Body, and who do I leave out? Braxton Sneed. There you go. Charleston back with their starters on the floor as well. 8 minutes on the clock, and here we go, third quarter. 16 minutes left to see who gets that trophy and ends the tournament with a victory. Mammoth Spring Bears 16-5 coming in, looking for their 17th win of the year. Bears open the quarter with a basketball, got it down to Sneed. Sneed driving the baseline, a little running one-hander, is up and good. Nice play, Braxton Sneed, and the Bears come out smoking. Charleston coming the other way, and Mariska takes it to the right side. Gives it off now for Smithson, who's in there, number 12. And now back to Mariska. Goes through the lane. Feeds it on the left side for Rucker. Rucker back out top to Dodson. Now Mariska. He'll fire a three. That one's good. Second three-pointer for Reese Mariska. He's got 8 points in the game. And back to a five-point game. And here's a nice baseline drive for the Mammoth Spring Bears. That is Blake Rogers. Rogers going to the hole hard off the right baseline. And he gets fouled on the play. Foul is on number 24, Rucker. And that'll be his second of the game. At least I've got him for two. And it's the free throw line. Blake Rogers. Blake has been quiet tonight. Hit a three early. And hadn't scored until right now. His fourth point of the morning. Substitution for Charleston, number 30, Kelton Morton. Back in the game. And second free throw is up for Rogers and good. So maybe Blake will get him going offensively. Bears going to need him to score some points here. Mammoth Spring leads it now by 7, 34-27. Mariska with it for Charleston. Gives it out front for Jeff. Jeff driving down the middle of the lane. A little hop step. Puts it up. No good. And rebound. It's controlled by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Michael's got it. Gives it all up for Body. Body brings in the front court. Gives over to Braxton Sneed. Now left side in the corner. Three-point shot up and good. Blake Rogers. It's his second three. He scored five already in the third quarter. And the Mammoth Spring Bears up by 10 again, 37-27. Oreska with it for Charleston. Brings it to Dodson on the left side. Goes toward the lane, kicks it back outside to Oreska. He goes through the lane, a little running one-hander. A little baby hook shot, no good. And rebound controlled by Mammoth Spring. Here come the Bears. Odell takes it to the top. Moves off the screen. Couldn't get open for the shot. Feeds it over to Rogers. Rogers, back out front. Now gives it up in the right corner to Michaels. Michaels, back over to Body. Body, for the shot, no good. The rebound controlled by Charleston. Well, Charleston with the ball back, chance to get back to single digits here. Maresca with it for Charleston. Gives over in the right corner. Long shot. Didn't draw iron for Morton. And the rebound taken by the Bears. Here goes Garrett Odell in the lane. A leaner wouldn't fall. Rebound Michaels. Kicks it outside. Shot blocked by Charleston. And here come the Tigers. Maresca gives it in the corner. Three-point shot. No. Rebound tipped around. Controlled by Blake Rogers. He gets it out in a hurry to Body. Now to Odell. Odell gives it to Snead. Pulls up free throw line jumpers. Good. Braxton Snead with 8 points now in the ball game. And the Mammoth Spring Bears up by 12, their biggest lead of the morning. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, and we get a timeout called by Charleston. 39-27. Mammoth Spring Bears with a lead. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ready to change your life? Get started at Ozarka College. If you're looking for technical training or want to take courses to transfer to a university, Ozarka has a plan for you. Need a flexible schedule? Ozarka's online offerings make it really easy. Best of all, at Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Apply today at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Welcome back to the A.L. Hudson Center, the Bad Boy Mowers, Lonnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament. We're in a timeout here. Mammoth Spring Bears open a 12-point lead, 39-27. We want to say thanks to some of your Mammoth Spring Bear boosters helping to bring you the game this morning. They include the Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer, Carter Funeral Homes in Thayer and West Plains, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, the Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Street, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, and Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry. Oh, Charleston with the ball. 24 seconds on the play clock as they get into the offense. Kind of force one down inside. It is off the hands of Jeff and out of bounds. Charleston with a turnover here. Pretty sure that's not what their coach drew up in the huddle during the timeout. Here come the Mammoth Spring Bears. 12-point lead and the ball. Odell top of the key. Swings it on the left side for Rogers. Rogers out top to Michaels. And now Snead. Snead trying to get it back down inside to Rogers on the give and go. And it's poked away by the defense. Good defense to play there by Charleston. Substitution now for Charleston. Number 35 checking in, Todd Haney. And number 5, Jackson Stoller, will check out. Mammoth Spring didn't bound it on the baseline. Nobody open in the middle. Oh, they did find Snead. Snead snuck inside the defender, puts it up and in. Snead in double figures with 10. And the Mammoth Spring Bears with the biggest lead of the morning at 14. Charleston working it down to Haney inside. Back out front and around on the left side. Dotson for three. It's good. Drake Dotson, first bucket of the second half. He's got 9 now in the game. And back to an 11-point game. Mammoth Spring Bears with the lead in the ball. Snead swings it cross court to Blake Rogers. Back to Snead. Pulls up. Free throw line jumper. That one's no good. The rebound bounces out long. Picked up by the Charleston Tigers. They'll feed it quick up to Maresca. Maresca to Dotson, cutting down the lane. He couldn't score the layup and a rebound taken by the Mammoth Spring Bears. And we get a held ball. Ooh, Bear fans across the way didn't like that call. Snead had the rebound. Somebody reached around from behind him and tied him up. Charleston on the alternating possession. They inbound it, got it to Maresca. Maresca glides through the lane, kicks it out to Haney. Three-point shot is on the way. No good. The rebound taken by Charleston. Back to Maresca on top. Into the free throw circle. Now gives it up for Morton. Morton drives right, turns back left, and scores. That's a nice play right there. Kelton Morton. Beautiful, beautiful move to get wide open for the short jumper. And it's back to a 9-point game. Here's Odell for Mammoth Spring. Three-pointer, top of the key is good. Garrett Odell. His first bucket of the second half, his third three-pointer of the night. And the Mammoth Spring Bears back up by 12 with that bucket. That's a much-needed bucket there for the Bears. That lead was starting to get cut into pretty good. Maresca with it now for Charleston. He goes into the lane, little running one-hander, no good. Haney with a rebound on the offensive glass, puts it back up and in. Todd Haney, number 35, off the bench with two immediately. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Mammoths bring up 10, 44-34. Bears, penetration by Sneed, gets it off to Michaels. Michaels punches back out to Odell. Odell with a running one-hander, up and good. Garrett Odell now with 5 points in the third quarter. Gives him 19 for the game. And the Mammoth Spring Bears are back up 12. 46-34 with 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Charleston, let's get to Maresca on the left side. He'll shoot a long three, and it's good. Whoa. Reese Maresca, his third three-pointer of the night. He got 11 points. Bears all down the floor in a hurry. Goes Blake Rogers all the way to the bucket for the lay-in. Nobody ever stepped in front. Rogers now with 10 points in the game. He's got 7 here in the third quarter alone. And Mammoth Spring Bears back up by 11, 48-37. There's a steal in the corner by the Bears. Tigers tried to force that one down in the corner. Sneed stole it up the floor to Rogers for three. It's good out of the right corner. Blake Rogers starting to heat up. I told you at halftime he's going to have to score some. He's got 13 now. All but three of those in this quarter. Here's a nice move by Maresca for Charleston to get into the lane. And went up. Had his shot blocked, but a foul called on the Mammoth Spring Bears. Foul will be on number 12. That is Colton Boddy. Will be his first of the game. And the first team foul against Mammoth Spring here in the third quarter. They'll send Reese Maresca to the free throw line. Fouled in the act of shooting, and the first free throw is up. Bounces off the back iron, falls off the right side of the rim. Substitutions here for Mammoth Spring. As number 5 will check back into the game, that is Matheny. Number 4 checking back in, Rice Nicholson. And number 23, Curtis Michaels. And second free throw for Maresca is good. So he's got 12 points now to lead Charleston. Mammoth Spring Bears lead is down to 13, 51-38. Bears with a basketball, working on the offensive end. Blake Rogers down the left lane, trying to put it up over a double team. Ball came up short, rebound taken by Charleston. Charleston, Dodson with it, down to the left wing, kicked it in the corner. Now cross-court it goes for Maresca. Maresca back over to Dodson. Dodson looking to penetrate into the lane, and he gets fouled as he curled into the lane. Fouls on number 33. Yeah, number 33. That is Blake Rogers, and that'll be the second foul on Blake today. Non-shooting foul. Inbound play goes to Haney for Charleston. He makes a nice spin move in the lane and scores. Kid come off the bench and scored 4 points in about 2 minutes for Charleston. Mammoth Spring Bears with the ball. Now top is Matheny. Puts it on the floor one time. Hands it off to Blake Rogers. Blake curling down the right side of the lane. Couldn't get the shot to drop, and a rebound taken by Charleston. Maresca got it. He weaves his way up the floor in traffic. Under a minute to go now in the third quarter. Maresca still with it on the dribble drive. Kicked it outside to Dodson for three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Michaels down with the rebound, and he gets fouled in the backcourt. Michaels, nice job protecting that ball. And number three came over the back of him. Noble picks up his second foul of the game for Charleston. Second team foul in the third quarter. 46 seconds on the play clock. On the game clock, 28 on the shot clock. Mammoth Spring Bears with the ball. Odell over to Rogers. Blake will back it out. Back to Odell on the left side wing. Garrett moves through the free throw circle. Hands it off to Matheny. Matheny driving down the right side. Puts one up off the window. No good. Rebound Michaels in traffic. And he gets fouled again. Fouls on number 20. That is Dodson. Will be his second of the game. Non-shooting foul. Bears will inbound it down under the bucket. 25 on the game clock and the shot clock. Shot clock is off. Bears get it in the corner to Blake Rogers. Back outside to Odell. 19 seconds to go as Odell takes it out between the circles. Works it to the left side to Rogers. Now gives it up to Matheny. Matheny hands the ball to Nicholson. Nicholson trying to go to Odell. Pass is deflected. Picked up by Michaels. Kicks it out to Rogers. 3 seconds. Blake Rogers down the right side of the lane, puts up a shot. It's blocked, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two with 1 second remaining in the third quarter. Fouls on Gavin Noble, number 3 for Charleston. And it's his third foul in the game. Free throws on the way and good for Blake Rogers. Blake's had a huge third quarter. Has scored 11 in the quarter. He's got 14 now in the game. That dynamic duo, Rogers and Odell, have been huge for Coach Cooper here tonight for Mammoth Spring. And Charleston will inbound the ball. Got it to midcourt. Long shot at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of three. Mammoth Spring Bears have run their lead out to 13. They lead it 53-40 over the Charleston Tigers. We'll be back to the A.L. Hudson Center in just 1 minute with your fourth quarter on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's main goals is to provide our members with reliable service. We've launched a long-term effort to reduce outages by removing dead trees in and near the co-op's right-of-way. Starting with our three-phase lines, NAEC employees and contractors are topping off dead trees that could reach power lines when they fall. Personnel will leave the tree sections on the property where they don't cause an access issue. Providing members with reliable service, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls Basketball Teams, member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears!
And we're back and set for our fourth quarter. Mammoth Spring Bears out to a 13-point lead as we head into the fourth quarter of the game. They open the quarter with the ball, and it is stolen. Nicholson holding it out in front of him. It was taken away by Dodson. Dodson down the floor for Charleston. Tigers need the bucket to stay close in this one. They get to Maresca. He's their leading scorer tonight. He penetrates down the left side of the lane, pulls up with a shot, no good. And the rebound taken by Garrett Odell from Mammoth Spring. Odell weaves his way up the floor. Got it down the left corner to Matheny. Matheny to the elbow. Started to shoot it. Now pulls it back down. Gives it to Odell for three. That's off the front rim. No good. Matheny rebounds it. Keeps it down in the corner to Nicholson. Nicholson passed in the lane. Is intercepted by Charleston. Here come the Tigers. Maresca all the way down the floor. Pulls up now on the wing. And swings the ball on the right side. Number 12 has got it there. Smithson. Smithson trying to bounce it inside. It's stolen by Michael. Nice play by Caleb Michaels to get the steal. Little Bears back in business offensively. Got to Odell. Three-point shot is up and good on the top of the key. Garrett Odell now with 22 on the night. That is his fourth made three-pointer of the game. Mammoth Spring Bears up now by 16. Dodson for three on the other end for Charleston. Shot is up off the rim. No good. Rebound comes out long. Picked up by Matheny. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be called on number 12, Garrett Smithson, for the Charleston Tigers. First team foul here in the fourth quarter. 6:31 to go in the game. Mammoth Spring Bears up to a 16-point lead, the biggest lead of the day. Bears working on the offensive end. Out top. Swinging on the left side to Matheny. Matheny penetrates into the lane, pulls up, little fadeaway jumper, wouldn't drop. And rebound volleyed up and around, taken by Michael. Michael's out to Nicholson. Nicholson to Rogers for three. It's good. Blake Rogers really heated up here in the second half. He's now got 18 in the game. And the Bears all of a sudden lead it by 19 points. Charleston with it. They'll take it to the top of the key, swing it down in the right corner, almost threw it away. It's saved down there by Dodson. Dodson will bounce pass down the baseline, trying to get it down inside to Morton. Ball's knocked away, but a foul called on the defense. I believe that'll be on Snead, number 33. It was. And a foul on Braxton Snead will be, well, they say it's his third. And it'll be Charleston inbound the ball. They bring it in out front for Smithson. Smithson. Gives it up, now down in the corner, and back out on top to Maresca. Maresca, long three-point try, is up and no good, rebounded by Garrett Odell. Here comes Odell for Mammoth Spring. He'll circle away from the defense at the top of the key, gives the ball to Michaels. Michaels at the free throw line, playing the traditional high post. Couldn't find an opening, gave it back out front. Now to Blake Rogers, now to Michaels, back out to Rogers, three-pointer in the corner. That one's off the front rim, no good, the rebound taken by Charleston. Tigers haven't scored yet in this fourth quarter, down by 19. We've got 3 minutes gone by. Here's Marescu with a drive down the left side of the lane. He's going to get fouled. That'll be on the Mammoth Spring Bears. Number 12 called for the foul. That is Colton Boddy. Will be his second of the game. And Charleston, they called it on the floor, so Charleston will not shoot free throws. Inbound to Dodson. Dodson moves toward the bucket, pulls up in the lane with a short jumper. It's good. Dodson with 11. We get a timeout call by the Charleston Tigers. 5 minutes to play. 59-42. Mammoth Spring Bears with the lead. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Now through the end of the year, we have marked our prices to get you the very best price on new and used vehicles. Drive through our lot here in West Plains to see the best price tags in all the vehicles. Stop by and make a deal here at Taylor Grubaugh, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Back after the timeout, Mammoth Spring Bears inbound the basketball for the first time tonight. Charleston throwing on a full-court press. There's inbound to Michaels. Got it to Odell, and they break the pressure. Get it to Michaels, cutting down the floor. He goes up for the bucket. Couldn't get it to drop, but he's fouled on the drive. That'll be on number two, Maresca. Reese Maresca. Good player. Call for the foul. They'll send Michaels to the free throw line. This is Caleb Michaels. Caleb has scored 3 points in the ballgame. All of those came in the first half. Looking for his first of the second half. We're just 3 minutes into the fourth quarter, and Caleb Michaels hits the free throw. He's got 4 points for the day, and we'll shoot another here. Trying to add to the Bears' lead. It is good. Back to a 19-point lead for the Mammoth Spring Bears as Caleb Michaels hits a pair of free throws. 5 points for him in the game. Down the other end, Dodson, a quick trigger on a three for Charleston. That is no good out of the left corner. And a rebound taken by Garrett Odell from Mammoth Springs. Odell brings it into the front court with 4:44 to go in the game. Sneed, top of the key, brings the ball down. Inside the body, to Michaels. Michaels trying to power it up, and we get a whistle, and he is going to be fouled. Be a non-shooting foul. Goes against number two, Reese Maresca. Maresca called for his second of the game, second here in this period. Three team fouls on Charleston. Mammoth Spring Bears working the inbound play. From the baseline, gathered in for Boddy. Boddy back to Garrett Odell. Odell setting the offense here, down to 29 on the shot clock. Odell gives over to Blake Rogers. Blake back in the corner for Odell. Looking down low, nobody open in the lane. Kick it back out to Rogers. To the right side of the free throw circle extended. Now lob it inside to Michaels up over the front of the rim and in. Caleb Michaels now with 7 in the game. Bears have got 3 players in double figures, led by Garrett Odell with 22. 18 for Rogers and 10 for Snead. And the Bears now lead it by 21. And there's a foul going to be called on Snead down on the baseline. Number 5 took the pass in the corner, trying to drive the baseline from the left side. Snead tried to get in front, but his whistle for the foul. Braxton Snead called for his second. And it'll be a non-shooting foul. Charleston inbounds it. Got it back to Maresca in the corner. He'll fire the three-pointer. That one's off the rim, no good. And Garrett Odell with the rebound for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Bears in complete control of this one, leading by 21. They go high post to Michael. Back out to Snead. Snead on a backdoor cut. Got it to Boddy. Boddy has the ball poked away and out of bounds. It'll be Charleston basketball. That's a nice defensive play there by Dodson. And Charleston coming the other way with the basketball. 3:35 to go in the game. Down by 21. Mammoth Spring Bears put 23 points on the board in the third quarter as Blake Rogers heats it up. And when Odell and Rogers are both shooting it well, it's a really hard team to stop. Here's a shot up, no good for Charleston out of the corner. Rebound gets on the floor, picked up by Braxton Snead. He feeds it up to Boddy. Boddy pulls up at the three-point line, kicks it around the horn for Odell. Odell has it taken away by Maresca and then taken back by Odell, and then he dribbled it off his knee and out of bounds. It belonged to the Charleston Tigers. No, it'll be Mammoth Spring Bear ball. Well, the Bears will have it in. I didn't see that one go off Charleston. Guess it did before it went out of bounds. Bears inbound in the backcourt for Braxton Sneed. He'll bring it into the front court. 27 on the shot clock as he crosses the timeline. 2:56 to go in the third or in the fourth quarter. Mammoth Spring Bears in complete control. There's another moving screen foul called on Michael. Caleb trying to set that screen out the top of the key for his ball handler to move off of, and lean that shoulder out there. You got to be still. That's the third foul on Michaels in the game. And all three of them have been for that very same infraction. Charleston with the ball. Quick trigger on a three out of the corner. No good. And the rebound is off of Mammoth Spring and out of bounds. That was Curtis Michaels. Number 23 had the ball go off his hands. And substitution for Charleston, number 14 checks into the ballgame. That is Mason Newhart. Charleston basketball, they'll inbound down on the baseline. And they bring it into Dodson. Dodson looking to make a move in the lane, around the defense. We get a whistle, and we've got a blocking foul. It's going to be called on Blake Rogers, number 33. And that is number 4 on Blake Rogers. So Blake on the floor with 4 fouls, 2:36 to go in the game. But the Bears are up 21. First free throw is on the way for Dodson. It is good. Dodson with 12 points now. He and Maresca lead the way for the Charleston Tigers in this one. Second free throw is up, and that one's good. So Dodson takes over the game high for Charleston with 13. Charleston again with the full court pressure. Bears inbound the ball to Odell. Odell looking for a pass. Gives it up and gets it right back. Good way to break the press. Bears with 3-on-1. Got it down inside to Rogers. His shot is blocked. And on the rebound, we get a foul. Foul's going to be on the Mammoth Spring Bears. That'll be on Michaels. Curtis Michaels called for the foul. That will be his third of the game. And the 15th foul on Mammoth Spring. So with 2:26 to play in the fourth quarter, Charleston will be shooting the two-shot bonus every time they get fouled. And the first one is up and no good for number 5, Jackson Solar. Solar started the game with a couple of buckets. He has not scored since. That was early on. Second free throw for Solar is no good. Rebound taken by Braxton Sneed for Mammoth Spring. He gives it out and gets it right back at midcourt. Swings the ball down to Michaels. Michaels driving the baseline, trying to go in the corner with a pass. It's intercepted by Maresca. Oh, Charleston with the ball back, down by 19. End of lane. There's a shot partially blocked. Loose ball picked up by Charleston. They get it to Solar. Solar trying to pass it inside. The ball deflected by the defense. And will go out of bounds. It'll be Charleston ball. 19 on the play clock. Substitution, Mammoth Spring. Number 5 checking into the game. That is Aiden Matheny. And Michaels, Caleb Michaels, will check out. Actually, Curtis Michaels checked out. Dodson off the inbound, shoots a three for Charleston. It's no good. Matheny down with a rebound. Matheny lobs it up the court for Odell. Garrett waits for the rest of his teammates to get set. No need to get in a hurry here with a 63-44 lead. Baird working around the perimeter. Now the ball's tipped and knocked away from Boddy and goes out of bounds. Substitution, Mammoth Spring. Boddy goes out. Number 4, Rice Nicholson in for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Minute 40 to go in the game. Bears up 19. And it'll be Bear ball after Charleston gets done shuffling players in and out. Thompson checks in for the first time in the game for Charleston, and Maresca will go to the bench. 63-44 Bears. The shot by, I think that was actually supposed to be a pass, and it went out of bounds. Anyway, Bears turn it over. Charleston will get it back with a minute 30 to go in the game, down by 19. Dodson, all the way down to the baseline, gives it up in the corner, gets it right back. Gives it out on top now for Newhart. Newhart, a little penetration, kicks it back outside. Gets it back on the baseline, and drops it out of bounds. So Charleston turns it over with a minute 16 to go. And the Mammoth Spring Bears will inbound Another substitution, number 22 in for the first time, Andre Imanali. Imanali into the game for Charleston. Emma Spring with it. Oh, nice backdoor cut. Reverse layup is good for Matheny. Aiden Matheny with his second bucket of the game. He's got 4 points. And with under a minute to go, Mammoth Spring kind of running out the clock, and there's a travel. Not once, but twice. Number 22, Imanani, who had just checked into the game, jugged the pivot foot and then took another step. So he turns it over. Mammoth Spring Bears with a substitution. Number 12, Colton Boddy back in the game. Garrett O'Dell and his 22 points will go to the bench. And Garrett was huge today for the Bears. Didn't have a big second half, but boy, he had a big first half with 14. Bears with it. They lob it down inside to Sneed. Sneed goes up with a shot. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Put it back up and in and gets fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line. Sneed now with 12 points, 8 of those in the second half. He'll go to the free throw line. And we'll shoot for the 3-point play. Not before Blake Rogers checks out of the game for Mammoth Spring. Number 11 checking in. That is Richard Gatewood. So, Coach Cooper, opportunity to go deep on the bench here. And if Sneed hits the free throw, he'll check out of the game. And number 23, Curtis Michaels, will check back in. Down to 38 seconds to play. Charleston bringing up the floor. Got it down the left side, all the way to the bucket they go, and a shot no good. Actually, was blocked by Michaels, who came out of there with the loose ball. Bears working it up the floor. Boddy turns it over. Ball goes to Imanani. Imanani. And we get a whistle and a foul. A lot of congestion down there under the bucket. Number 14 went up with a shot, Newhart. And he gets fouled by Michaels. That'll be the fourth foul of the game on Curtis. And he'll send number 14, Mason Newhart, to the free throw line with 21 seconds to play. Mammoth Spring Bears going to get the win here this morning. First foul by Newhart is good. His first of the game. And second free throw is up. No good. Rebound taken by Boddy. Boddy gets it out quickly. Bounce pass to the Bears. Oh, we get a whistle and we're going to get a foul call. Number 11 on the break, Gatewood, went up with a shot. He got smacked upside the head. He's still shaking his head. He's going to go to the free throw line and shoot two. Fouled on the layup with 15 seconds remaining. Richard Gatewood, number 11 for the Mammoth Spring Bears at the line, is up and good. Gatewood, love to see when the subs get in the ballgame and they get an opportunity to score, and they do. Second free throw is up. That one's no good. And a rebound taken by Charleston. Charleston got up in the corner. 3-point ball out of the corner. No good. Rebound Gatewood. And the Bears can just run it out here. 5 seconds to go. Gatewood got the rebound. He's just going to hold it down under the Charleston bucket. And there's the buzzer, 69-45. The Mammoth Spring Bears with a convincing win here in the seventh-place game of the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Invitational in the Maverick Division. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap this one up. We expect that we're going to hear from Coach Houston Cooper here in just a moment. Talk to Coach Cooper earlier before the ball game, said he'd make his way up here when we're done. So, that's your final, 69-45, Mammoth Spring Bears with the victory. We'll take time out. We're back with your post-game activities in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit AFBIC.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health.
That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry, as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
With all the heat this past summer, I'm glad to say the winter months are lurking, which means it's time right now to inspect and get a new set of tires. The Car Doctor 2 and Thayer can get about any brand you want. They can mount, balance, align your front end, and give you safety on the road all winter long. And the prices are outstanding. They'll come and pick up your rig and bring it back to you. Of course, yes, they do all your automotive repairs, major and minor, oil changes, and more. Trust experience. They've been doing it for years. Trust Corey, Steve, and the good guys at Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer on U.S. Highway 63.
And we're back after the ball game. Good day for the Mammoth Spring Bears. The Bears win this one 69-45 as they outscored Charleston. And this was a close game at the half. It was a 6-point game at halftime. 30-24, Mammoth Spring Bears led it. And they scored 39 points in the second half, while Charleston only scored 21. So a big second half. That leads the Mammoth Spring Bears to the win today 69-45. They take the seventh place trophy. Here in the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational in the Maverick Division. And folks, there's basketball all day here. Last game not scheduled to start until about 6:45. And the way the tournament's been running, that could be closer to about 7 or 7:30. So, yeah, if you're not doing anything on this Friday, come out and watch some high school basketball here at the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland, Arkansas. All right, Bears with the win today, 69-45. Still waiting Coach Cooper to make his way up. So we'll take another break. And before we go to break, I want to say thanks to some more of the Bear Boosters that have helped bring you the game today. They include Allen Supported Living, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Freeman Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated and Towing in Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance of Oregon County, Zach Barton, your agent, Forsler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, and the Clary Funeral Homes in Alton and Thayer. Let's take another break. We'll be back to wrap up the scoring, hopefully get a word with Coach Houston Cooper of the victorious Mammoth Springs Bears, who improved, by the way, to 17-5 on the season. Take a break. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
At North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, we know that as the temperatures drop, many members with inefficient heating systems turn to space heaters to help keep warm. Please remember that not only are space heaters energy hogs, but they also can be fire hazards. They should only be used on a level surface away from children, pets, and anything flammable, such as curtains or papers. Find more safety tips at NAECI.com.
Steve Airy knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, and Mountain View, has a degree plan just for you. Surgical technology, nursing, automotive, and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, precision machining, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Technical Center in Ash Flat and our Welding Center in Mountain View, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls Basketball Teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
We're back after the ball game where the Mammoth Spring Bears are winners today, 69-45 over the Charleston Tigers. Let's run down the scoring. First up for Charleston, they were led today by Drake Dotson. He had 13 in the game. Reese Maresca had 12. Four for Jackson Stoller. And that was the first 4 points of the game for Charleston. He did not score after that. 7 points for Jaden Jeff, all that in the first half. One for Mason Newhart off the bench, four for Kelton Morton, and four for Todd Haney. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, they were led today by Garrett Odell. Garrett had 23 in the game, 14 of those in the first half. And Blake Rogers ends the game with 18, 15 of those in the second half. Curtis Michaels had four on the day. Braxton Snead in double figures today. Braxton had 13, seven for Caleb Michaels, four for Aiden Matheny, and one for Richard Gatewood. Again, Mammoth Spring Bears win it here this morning, 69-45, so they take the seventh-place trophy in the Maverick division of the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational. All right, we're going to have to wrap things up here, make room for the broadcasters to be here for some of the other games today. Don't forget, we'll be back on the air at about 4:15 this afternoon as the Thayer Bobcats take on the Cabot Panthers in the third-place game of the Outlaw Division here in the Bad Boy Mower Ronnie Brogdon Invitational. Hi, Mammoth Spring Bear Basketball today has been brought to you by, the Clary Funeral Homes in Alton, the Bank of Salem in Mammoth Spring and Salem, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC at West Plains, Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County, Ozarka College, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, FNBC Community Bankers, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, your broker in Thayer and Willow Springs, Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, and Mammoth Springs Schools. That's going to wrap it up for the Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance postgame. We need to name the player of the game, brought to you by Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County. And I'm going to go opposite of what they did here at the tournament. They gave the MVP for the game today to Blake Rogers, and Blake with a great second half. And he broke this game wide open. I'm going with Garrett Odell. And there wasn't much other scoring going on. Garrett Odell hit for 14 points in the first half, ended the game with 22 for the Mammoth Spring Bears. We'll give an honorable mention to Blake Rogers, who had that big 15-point second half. All right, so there you go. And thanks to Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County, for being the player of the game each and every time the Mammoth Spring Bears take the court. Again, we're back here at about 4:15 this afternoon for the Thayer Bobcat Cabot Panther game, the third place game in the Outlaw Division. That's going to wrap it up for this one. For Coleman, back in the studio, I'm the Red Bull Mike Cray. Till next time, have a good time. Mammoth Spring Bear Basketball, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.